Okay, so I have the next question here. And first, I wanted to say thank you for being council members. I watch you guys every 2 weeks, so I feel like...
Jim, you gotta talk louder.
Okay, sorry. I feel like I'm my lower register already. But I just want to say really quickly, thank you for being council members. I feel like we're old friends because I tune in every 2 weeks to see what they have to say. And so it's great to have an opportunity to have a dialogue up here. My first question to you is, many, if not all of you, have talked about balancing basic services, downtown, and other concerns. What does that actually mean for you? And I'll start with Chris.
Sure. Broadly speaking, it means we have a limited set of resources, and we can't overemphasize one set of priorities over the other. Basic services, I think, deserve the lion's share because they are, in fact, basic. The city has an obligation to provide essential services to the city, and it ought to do so in a consistent and efficient manner. At the same time, we're not a basic place, and so we need to do what we can to engage these other priorities, to improve affordable housing, to make sure our parks are beautiful, to do what we can with respect to climate change and the use of the improvement of a renewable energy in our community. We also have to, I think, expand transit and do what we can with respect to non-motorized and pedestrian safety. Finding that balance is really just a question of allocating resources, allocating staff time, and allocating political attention.
Sally?
Oh, you want to go second? Okay. So this question is really about, again, priorities versus downtown versus in the neighborhoods, and services downtown and services in the neighborhood. And I think that's sort of how some of the factions on City Council have aligned, pro-neighborhood versus pro-downtown. We need a vibrant downtown that belongs to every person of every generation, millennials, retirees, families, visitors. But we also need very strong neighborhoods and good infrastructure in our neighborhoods. There is a philosophy that a strong downtown means strong neighborhoods. I don't think we feel that today when we look at the conditions of our infrastructure in our road. And so we need to have a mayor who's going to bridge that divide. I truly believe that if we have an economic strategy, an economic development plan, we can have prudent redevelopment downtown and along our business quarters in a way that raises the level of revenue that we have in the city to take care of our neighborhoods.
The only way I know to balance both basic services and the change, not just downtown but in the city, is through good planning. One of the difficulties we have is to see 40 years ahead. Most of us are doing really well to look 6 months ahead. Some of us have trouble looking 2 weeks ahead. But when the city makes decisions, we have to make decisions that are long-term, and we have to keep those long-term decisions in mind. In some cases, that means rethinking the way we've done infrastructure in the past to adapt to a changing world. In some cases, that means really thinking about the impact of a new development. I don't believe there is a difference between making a healthy downtown and making a healthy community. I think if we aren't making it possible for people to live in our community, to walk the streets, to feel that they are secure, and frankly, to not have water in their basement, then we have failed to do our job. It's not one or the other, it's a balance, and it's always important to find that balance.
Well, thank you very much. I'm gonna put on the hat that I once wore when I was a township employee in Sumter Township for 10 years, and I served as a city administrator. And I supervised a number of employees, police, the fire, the volunteer department, water department. I still hold my certified water distribution system operator license from the state of Michigan. And I think what I'm really pleased to hear, to listening to my colleagues here, is talking about how we need to refocus on our basic infrastructure, because for too long, for the last number of years, we have not. And I think that this quote in my literature basically says it. Our roads are crumbling, our water mains are breaking, our street trees are neglected, all the while our public works director attends public art commission meetings. Let's prioritize our infrastructure first. That's been the problem for so many years. It has not been a priority. We have watched our council votes steer resources downtown. We've been focusing on downtown. Our staff has been focusing on downtown. And I've been advocating that our neighborhoods have been suffering. I'm fortunate that my advocacy has been working, because this summer I'm getting new water mains, new roads, and new storm sewer on my street because they have been failing for years and years, and it's time that we take that direction to the rest of the city.